liberty. Following your discussion last time, why is it some people wish to come back to reincarnate into another body, whilst others are happy to stay in our world and to work through those issues?
Yes, it was a very interesting one who came through last week, name of Frida, and she seems to have elected to continue in spirit. And it was most interesting to hear her commentary.
Yes. As you know full well by now, there can be many explanations dependent upon the development of a spirit. Yes, but I wish to say to you, no one who returns home to our world is made to reincarnate. That decision comes from the individual with a little guidance from those in our world who work with them. The only difference between those who wish to reincarnate and those who do not is simply their free will. That is the only difference. Some people do not like to feel that they have left something undone and would much prefer to return to another human form to continue with whatever they have started, whilst others find fulfillment in the spirit world. It is as simple as that.
So the first time that we come onto this planet, that is also free will, then.
of course. No one is made to do what is against their will.
So could it be that somebody could choose, they didn't want to come onto Earth, but they might choose to go onto another planet, or if they're going to go anywhere, they would come to Earth?
You have to remember that like gravitates to like.
Ah, yes.
Therefore, if someone wishes to reincarnate back into this world you now live in, they cannot decide to inhabit another planet. It may be that they can find out and develop their knowledge of other planets, but you would not have that intermingling.
No, but I meant on the very first occasion that they were going to go anywhere from spirit, could they choose which planet?
From the creator force, you mean?
Yes.
That is how all planets are inhabited. The choice would be theirs.
Ah, okay.
But you cannot jump from one to the other.
No, I appreciate that. But the,
because, forgive me.
Yes, may go.
All form of life is from the creative force. No matter the nature of their form. You understand? That spirit within is what is important. Not a shape, form, or planet or universe.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Because you did say that human beings had helped create this planet.
With their thoughts, yes, of course.
So, would it not depend on your need as to which planet you went to, or if you chose the first from the creative force that first time to go to a different planet, you would get the instruction that you needed?
I think you are making things a little complicated. The purpose of all life is to return to that which we know. That which we know is that we are all part of the creative force and wish to return there.
Yes.
That is all.
That we start off in spirit.
You are spirit.
Yes.
You do not begin anywhere. You are, you have been, you always will be.
Yes.
You try to complicate it by making spirit seem physical. Do you understand?
Yes, I do understand that, but I was getting confused with is...
You are seeing spirit as individual entities before that has happened. You must see the wider scheme of life.
Yes.
Yes, it is a much larger picture than you can see.
The lady who came through last week, and I must confess I couldn't hear all she said, but I think I'm right in saying that she had chosen not to come back anymore.
That is exactly what I have just told you.
But she didn't remember any past life, so it's only the lessons that are important for that spirit.
As you continue in our world, there is no need of earthly memories.
Ah, that's what I want, yes.
You leave those behind.
Yes, we know that she was certainly more than 100 years away from the time that she was on the earth,
yes.
And her memory of it had faded.
Yes, because it was no longer important to her.
She'd probably been back many,
yes.
many times before, and that was just the last time she
yes.
needed to be here.
Mm. The choice always belongs to spirit. As I said, no one is made to reincarnate. That is your free will.
And presumably, if somebody feels when they leave the earth plane, they feel fulfilled.
Yes.
A great sense of inner peace with all their relationships.
Yes.
They probably wouldn't feel the need to come back.
Exactly. It is only those who feel that they...
Unfinished business.
Unfinished, thank you. Mm. That is the word I was looking for. They feel that what they needed to achieve has been left undone.
Mm-hmm.
You are correct. Do you have any questions on this?
So, I was thinking about the Buddhist religion and the Dalai Lama that comes back really time after time, but he's doing that for the good of people, I take it, for the other souls.
He is doing that to help others, and because he feels that is his purpose in living. I do not say that is necessary, but for them it is part of their religion, it is part of their belief system, therefore that is why it is done. It all comes down to your free will, your thinking, and the way you wish to progress in spirit. Again, my friends, I will remind you of the power of thought. It becomes your reality, not only in spirit, but here in your earthly lives, as it does in any other planet which is inhabited by spiritual beings, as you are spiritual beings. Please try always to place this thought to the forefront of your mind. You are spirit. These earthly forms are but for such a short time. Try always to remember this.
And I'm being awkward, but I still actually haven't quite grasped what I was asking you earlier. What, and I understand we're spirit, and we still are spirit, and we're spirit with a physical overcoat, but what is it that determines which planet you go to? You know, you said we can't mix up, right? We have chosen to come to the Earth planet. Is there somebody helping us
as a first stop?
For the first time, which planet we go to?
There is always those in our world who are there to offer advice. We are there to offer upliftment. We are there to help you choose, if that is your will. Yes, there is always a higher counsel.
Yes, because there had to be some reason
why would you come to Earth?
Why would we come? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they cannot make you.
No,
that is your free will.
Yes.
But clearly there's a planet that would suit you better for your first
incarnation. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You were going to ask a question last week, Emily, about the rockets.
Oh, when a few weeks ago we put some rockets or something into the moon to see if there was ice or water there, and I was just wondering what happens when we do that. Does it affect them? And what's on the moon, really, in terms of spirit?
I would say only that every action has some reaction. That applies whether you are here on Earth or other planets or in space. There is always an effect from any action. So of course it makes some difference. Perhaps not always anything you can be aware of. But these things are all parts of the evolution, not only of your planet, but of many others. Because mankind is always striving to learn more about his own mortality and that of other places. Mankind is always seeking, questioning, trying hard to find answers. Answers which he possibly may never know whilst he treads this earth, but nevertheless feels the need or the urgency to continue forward. Mm. Has that helped you?
I think man believes that the moon isn't inhabited, and maybe it's not, but it's not inhabited with people like us, but it might be inhabited with people or beings that we aren't able to see.
It is inhabited by creative energy, as is every other planet. Everything that exists is energy. The only difference is the form that it takes. You understand?
Yes.
Yes.
So blasting a rocket into the moon could harm it. It will harm part of it, even if it is meant to be. It is. We might be learning something that's the good we're learning, but the harm is to the planet itself, to the moon itself.
Well, until you have the fuller picture, you cannot know what that is doing or achieving. Yes.
I suppose one of the reasons we incarnate is the fact that we are very curious and we like to do experiments and get involved with things and think about things, and the whole planet takes an interest in these experiments and things that are done. And I was thinking that our lives on this planet is probably the reason we incarnate is for the acceleration. Yes. It is a school of hard knocks, and our lives can sometimes be quite challenging, but we do progress quicker.
And of course you will always have those beings who feel that the way forward is to reincarnate.
Yes.
When in fact, perhaps at times, it would benefit them to go forward in our world.
Yes.
But again, as with the small children, they take many falls before they learn to walk.
Yes.
It is a slow progress, and that is equivalent to mankind.
Yes.
Yes. It is a good equation, I feel. Yes, the children have so much energy, wish to learn, to grow, and will do their utmost to do so.
Yes. It is very exciting to live on this planet, especially at this time. We do enjoy ourselves.
Well, that has to do with your own positive thinking.
Yes.
There are many in your world who suffer unnecessarily.
Yes.
At times, because they do not recognize that joy from within. Mm. They do not recognize the innate knowledge and understanding which is there for them.
But it's most interesting that physicists are getting down to smaller and smaller particles.
Yes.
And closer to spirit.
Yes.
Equally, computer engineers are getting to smaller and smaller bits of information.
Yes.
And one feels they also are getting closer to spirit with their work in getting down to the very, very small. And even microscopists who are looking at smaller and smaller particles through their microscopes see that nothing is still when you get down below a certain level, and the movement...
That all is energy.
It's called Brownian movement, after the gentleman who first noticed it.
Yes.
So one feels that all these scientists are getting down to something smaller and smaller, and realizing that the tiny particles behave differently, and one feels they're all getting closer to spirit in their searching.
And where would you suppose that influence comes from?
Yes, indeed. Spirit might
spirit
will be
influence.
Acting like a magnet.
Yes. We are fast approaching a time when scientists no longer can say, that is not so, that is not so. No longer. Because that information is becoming available to them. Then mankind will stop and have to consider what truly is life. Do not underestimate the power of that knowledge. It is an exciting time in your world's history that these things are taking place. I hope you would agree with me on that fact.
I'm sure we all agree that these are indeed very exciting times.
Yes. Too often you dwell on the misery and the sadness that is your world also at this time. But each one of you here as there are in many, many groups around your world, have the ingredients to change thinking and the way that people react. After all, we have reached a time in your world where mankind is more intelligent with his brain than at any other time. Therefore his understanding has become greater. Knowledge has become available to all who wish to seek it. These are powerful happenings in your world. Never underestimate what is going on.
You say that we become more intelligent. In the past, a long time ago, man was able to create all sorts of things, I mean, like the pyramids and what have you. They must have had pretty good intelligence then to be able to do that, or was it just influence from spirit then?
They had more spiritual knowledge in those times. That is what is lacking.
Yes.
If only the spiritual knowledge could go hand in hand with the education of the physical brain,
yes.
Then indeed you would have a powerful source.
Yes.
That is what is lacking today.
I think the school experience isn't easy for children who have more spiritual awareness than other children.
It's a matter of balance.
Quite difficult.
Yes, they have to find at some stage the balance between the two things.
Yes, the two worlds.
Yes.
Yes.
It is not always easy, but it is a finding of spirit. Yes.
I feel that our son struggles sometimes because he feels different. I think he must be trying to find his balance at the moment.
Yes, sometimes there is nothing you can do specifically for him.
No.
That understanding has to come
from
within the being.
Yes.
And it may take many years of his human growth before that may happen.
Ah, okay.
But it is part of your life on earth.
Yes, of course.
To encourage you to be understanding.
Yes.
And especially to encourage any sensitivity that the children may have.
Yes, I think so. Yes, I think our daughter finds it easier than he does because she's found many of her talents already.
Yes.
And so, of course, for her it's much easier. The life generally is easier.
Yes.
But,
she is more comfortable in the human form.
Yes.
It would be like me asking you to take the form of something else.
Yes.
It would take time to adapt and to adjust to it.
Is our son unused to the earth plane?
He is still a little uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable with it.
That is why
you
have these problems.
But the adapting will come. He will adapt.
It may not come until he reaches manhood.
Yes.
That is something he may have to struggle with.
Yes.
But that applies to every human being they all who have returns to this world.
Yes. Yes, I see.
Yes. Do you think the same way as your gentleman husband has struggled with his health?
Yes.
In the same way, it is a balancing of spiritual and physical happenings.
I see.
It is just adjustment.
Adjustment. That's very helpful. Because I feel he has great intelligence, really. I feel, I think sometimes he has awareness and intelligence, but yes, he sometimes doesn't apply it as easily as his sister.
No, my advice is to support him and speak with him
regularly,
to recognize his sensitivity.
Yes, yes, encourage.
And just to help him in any way.
Yes.
And not to feel too responsible.
No.
If he does not respond to what you wish him to
be. Okay, thank you for that.
You are only the keepers for such a short time.
Yes, yes.
Think of him as a spiritual being with his own lessons to address and his own life to live.
Yes.
Just because the human being is a child, that does not alter the fact that they are spirit first and foremost.
Yes, yes, we must remember that.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Thank you for that. That does help, actually.
Yes.
Yes.
So anyway, going back to you saying if only we, people on this planet could all have more spiritual awareness. Those that are, and I know you mustn't judge, but those fanatics who want to cause trouble, if they were to have more spiritual awareness, would they automatically cease their aggression, or could they, if they had that spiritual awareness, then use it in a negative way? Because it would then be even more powerful than not having it.
Yes, I understand your question. There is always that possibility that if you abuse your spiritual knowledge for things that are not good or healthy. That is so, but you would create a much more karmic debt in your life. But we cannot interfere with how that human being is going to use any spiritual knowledge.
No.
Yes, of course it can happen.
Yes.
But we would hope that if there is a glimmer of light, that we in spirit can move closer and influence for the good.
Yes.
But yes, you will always have those instances of abuse.
Yes.
Because although it would create greater karmic debt for them, they wouldn't be aware of that until they got back to spirit. So by that time it would be too late from being on this planet. Yes, well, thank you for that anyway.
And remember my teaching of dark and light.
Yes.
They are both sides of the same energy.
Yes.
Yes.
Could I just ask you to remind me of the meaning, the spiritual meaning of the colour silver?
Silver?
Yeah.
Yes. It's, firstly, let me say to you that colors in your world are influenced by the person seeing them.
Ah, right.
That is the first thing I wish to say.
Mm-hmm.
The more spiritual or sensitive you are, you will have a different feeling or vibration for that color.
Ah, yes.
Silver is not too far from white, which is the purest energy you might have.
Mm.
Is there a reason for your question?
My friend who I work with asked me today because she's lately been very drawn to silver and metallic gold and metallic shades, and she asked me if I knew the meaning, and I'd forgotten it, so I thought I could ask you.
Yes. Metallic color is nothing but fragments of light on a baser shade.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the silver color, if it is of metallic influence, is one which is good and can be used for soothing the mind.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
The dull shade of silver is rather too close to the color of gray, which is a non-color.
Mm-hmm.
But because she is experiencing the metallic, as you call it, I prefer to say that it is imbued with fragments of spiritual light.
Yes.
They are good colors to use.
Yes, because I gave her a silver costume today to wear for performing, for dancing.
Yes.
And she was very pleased, and we're both wanting to wear gold as well.
And of course gold is a color of richness, and both those metallic colors are good colors to use for many things.
Thank you.
Yes, I would not limit those two to one specific thing.
No, no. Thank you, because she'll read the transcript now.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Now, my dear friends, I would like to just work quietly with this instrument for a short time. So, as I take my leave of you again, I say I look forward to our next meeting, and as ever, my love is always with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We all look forward to that meeting. Thank you.